Roses are red, violets are blue. If I ever use a glory hole, on the other side I hope is you. If you ever want to chill, we could throw some pizzas on the grill. When you call the bank for a loan, just hang up the fucking phone. Have you ever been to Roy, New Mexico? Famous for its food stamp taco? And a portrait studio where they treat you like a hobo? If you get tricked into a free shopping spree, the Chinese government may want your identity so that they can charge you a stupid bitch fee. You're not a customer yet, you haven't bought anything. Even if you drive an Audi, I'll still give your car a ding. If you don't pay your church tithes, Sensei Doug will give you the fucking snake eyes. But it doesn't matter, we're all going to hell. Especially that motherfucker, Roy Gerbell. Now you can take your Starbucks Red Go cups and throw them all out the window. Just please shut your kids the fuck up, here at the Snowplow Show.
Hello? We the bad guys, and we cover you in cacti's. Backflip off a phone bridge, that's suicide. Do or die, bring you to the cacti, crucified. Put you in agave, and get baptized. Mass high, ghosts in the phone lines. Telephone ringing with the ding-a-ling, it's showtime. So if you like being bored, you've come to the right place. The phone show's coming on
the
your face.
The phone show,
the fucking phone
show.
It's so boring,
and it's stupid, you should turn it off. It fucking sucks.
The phone show.
Welcome to the phone show.
It's so fucking boring.
It's so boring.
You should turn it off.
It's okay.
The phone show.
The boring ass
phone show.
It's so boring.
Whoa. It's so boring. Go back to sleep. It's more exciting than this. The
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for February 21st, 2016. I know this is being released on the 22nd, and I'm recording this on the 22nd, but the live show I did was on the 21st, so I'm all confused. I don't know whether to call this the February 21st show or the 22nd show. Who knows? It's the 21st show, though. That's what I'm calling it. You can blame the confusion on Miguel F. He's the sponsor of today's show. Thanks, Miguel F., for fucking things all up right in the first 1 minute of the show. Ugh. I need to get some better sponsors that don't cause all this trouble for me. And speaking of that, if you'd like to be the sponsor of a Snowplow show, it's really easy. The best way to do it, in my opinion, is to go to phonelosers.org/cactus, and you can sign up on there to have various amounts of your income automatically sent to me, which benefits the show and theoretically makes more shows happen. And then the other way to do it is patreon.com/phonelosers. And the only reason I recommend phonelosers.org over Patreon is because the stuff happens automatically and I don't have to do any work myself. You know, you get access to the secret feeds automatically on phonelosers.org. But if you do it through Patreon, I have to manually... it's such a pain in the ass. You guys are so much trouble. I'm sick of this shit. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that. I shouldn't say things like that. I have several bits of news that we need to get into before I play last night's live show. The first one is about the PLA's T&I box machine thing, whatever the hell I call it these days. Ever since that's been up for, I don't know, what's it been, like 2 years now? I've been using this service called IPKALL, I-P-K-A-L-L. Some of you have heard of that. Probably most of you haven't, but it's a really cool free service that lets, they give me a phone number for free and I can hook it up to my system and that's it. You know, you guys can call into it and hack answering machines and do all of the other fun stuff like talk to the inn and play part of a choose your own adventure story that only works sometimes. IP Call, they're the ones that provide the phone number, the 206-424-8422 number, for you guys to call into the system and play around on it. But here's the problem. IP Call, they're, I don't know what's going on with them, but they're going out of business. I got an email from them that says, "Dear IP Call user, IP Call will be discontinuing services as of whatever the date didn't copy over. Sincerely, the IP Call staff." So that's kind of a bummer. Not only did they give me that phone number, but it had unlimited trunks, like, 100 people could call that phone number at once and all be connected to my system. And it was all free, and that was awesome. So it's going away. I'm telling you guys this because I'm wondering if there's another service out there, similar to IP Call, that offers the same types of services. So if any of you know of a good provider out there that offers free services or really, really cheap services, that would be great. I did see that CallCentric offers something similar, but only two people can call in at once, when on IP call, you know, a billion people could call in at once. But I guess that's not a big deal. I rarely have more than two or three people on my system at a time. But if any of you know of any type of service provider out there, give me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and let me know what it is that you suggest, other than just shutting down my system because it's stupid. Please don't suggest that. Oh, by the way, I forgot, that opening poem that you guys heard on the beginning of the show, that was submitted by Bobby G. So thank you, Bobby G, for that poem. You get an A+ on that one. Thanks for sending that in. I also have two really important breaking news stories, even though I'm not going to play the breaking news music, but these are still breaking news, even though this first one is from January 12th. But there's a guy out there who got a new cell phone number, and he started getting a bunch of really weird, really raunchy texts, and he didn't know what was going on, and eventually he figured it out. He figured out that he has Sir Mix-a-Lot's old cell phone number, and now he's getting offers of backstage passes, and he's getting bikini pictures, and people sending him YouTube links of them making beats out of a synthesizer, and he says they're blowing up his phone. The article says he started getting phone calls from luxury car dealerships, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Jaguar, all asking if Mr. Anthony Ray would like to come out to the dealership and take one or two of their cars for a spin. And he replied, "I'd love to, but I think you have the wrong guy. I'm a broke law student." Finally came the day in August when Nichols was at a softball tournament, and his phone started blowing up off the hook. That's in quotes. He said it was blowing up off the hook. Because, you know, cell phones have hooks on them. Photos of women with lips pursed. Texts that said love you and happy birthday. A photo of a bottle of Big Bottom whiskey. More women. More lips and kisses. And one telltale reference to the 1992 rap hit Baby Got Back. And this article actually got a statement from Sir Mix-a-Lot. He says, "Don't check any text messages in front of your wife. And don't answer any text by saying yes, because people take yes differently with me, and usually you end up opening your wallet." So that's pretty funny. You guys know who Sir Mix-a-Lot is, right? He did the song "I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie." You know, that guy. He was actually here in Albany, Oregon just a couple years ago. He played at a bar about four blocks from the PLA Situation Room. And I had this evil plan. I was going to go out there and take the power bubble off of the back of the bar and just shut down the bar's power for the entire night. But I didn't do that because that would be really illegal, and I don't do things like that. But yeah, this guy, he could be getting free backstage passes all the time because these people are texting him and constantly offering free backstage passes to him. But he can't take advantage of it because he's a law student, and no false representations is one of the rules of the bar, apparently. Poor guy, I bet he regrets his career choice now. And the other really important breaking news story that I have for you guys is pretty much the exact same story, but it doesn't involve Sir Mix-a-Lot. Instead, it involves Chipotle. It says, "A man gets dozens of texts from people looking for free Chipotle." You know, Chipotle, they're the ones with the recent E. coli outbreak. And they offered a free burrito to anyone who texted the word "rain check" to this guy's cell phone number. And this guy got a bunch of texts from people wanting a free burrito. He says he's up to about 300 texts from people who were mostly very nice, but some were not so nice, really wanting the free burritos. Oh, and look at this. The article, I swear I didn't know this before I started reading this, but the article actually gives the phone number. So the phone number is, it's one of those, you know, it's not quite a real phone number. It's a six-digit number that you can text things to. Usually those things cost money, so hopefully Chipotle wasn't charging their customers money to send this text to him. But they say people were actually just adding an extra 2 onto the end of the number, because the last 3 digits of the number is 222. So they just added an extra 2. Makes sense, right? But anyway, I think that means I can give this guy a call right now. Oh wow, this guy's a lawyer too. That's great. Okay, I'm gonna prank call a lawyer right now. He's probably not gonna pick up, but it's worth a try.
"Thanks for the call. Configure your number's voice URL to change this message."
What? What is this?
"Let us know if we can help you in any way during your development."
My development? What? Alright, I don't know what the hell that was. I guess I can't call him. It says he's a DC area lawyer. Maybe he's got the Maryland phone number area code. Let me try that one.
"Hello, this is Three Springs Farm. Sorry we're not in right..."
Nope, not that one either. Okay, well, damn it. I was hoping I could call this guy and threaten him from the legal department of Chipotle for impersonating us. So this guy, he went to a nearby Chipotle location, he showed the manager what was happening, and the manager immediately called over the entire staff of the restaurant to come and gawk at his phone. I'm sure he loved that. And it says Chipotle is aware of the mix-up, and he's going to get some free gift cards for his troubles. And the only reason I'm talking about this stuff is because I'm pissed that this stuff never happens to me. I mean, can you guys imagine all the fun that I could have if I were getting Chipotle customers by accident? That would be amazing. But no, nothing like that ever happens to me. I think the closest I've come to this is that guy, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, but he was getting all those Bank of America customers, and he was forwarding them to me. That was a pretty amazing time. Anyway, if you're interested in these news stories, I'm going to put them in the show notes of today's show, and you can read all the details that I left out. So let's get on with the show. This is a live show that I did last night, which was Sunday night on the 21st, and we mostly called people from a homeowners association. And I'm sure I explain all of this in the beginning of the live show, so I'll just shut the fuck up and play the show. Here it is. Hey, everybody. It's RBCP, and I'm doing a live show tonight. This show is going to be 30 minutes long, just so you don't get your hopes up. It's just going to be 30 minutes. We're starting at 7:37 Pacific time, and that means we're going to quit at 8:07, if my calculations are correct. 30 minutes. I'm just saying that so anything over 30 minutes is just bonus, and you don't expect anything out of me. That's the plan. Anyway, tonight we're going to call people in neighborhoods. That's always fun. In nice neighborhoods. Neighborhoods that have a homeowners association. I got an email from a guy. His name is 2077 Guy or 2077 Guy. I don't know. He says, "Hey, Arby, it's 2077 Guy. I found a directory for homeowners association in blah, blah, blah that was not password protected." And he tells me the name of the neighborhood. And he gives me the GPS coordinates, and he says the neighborhood spans about 0.24 miles in each direction. Holy crap, this is a lot of research. There are some houses north of the big pond with the fountain. The directory is from 2012. Love, hugs, and kisses, 2077 guy. So I'm going to call some people out of this homeowners association directory. I didn't even see how many is in here, but it seems like a lot. At least a bunch of dozens. And it tells me the president or whatever. Hold on, let's... And I'm going to be calling from his phone number. His name is Steve. And I guess we'll get started. I don't know what we're doing. Probably stealing ideas from the chat room. Oh, wow. There's even a section in the front of this for, like, various services that the residents offer. There's a giant list of people who babysit. Snow removal, dog walking, lawn mowing. Maybe I could call as those people and be really aggressive in selling my things that I want to do for them. Anyway, okay, so the first person we're going to call is Rick and Pam. I've pulled up their house on Google Street View. It's a nice house. It has three garages. And no trees in the front yard. That kind of pisses me off. Who doesn't have trees in their front yard? Oh, also, he mows his lawn vertically. He should be mowing it horizontally. Because his neighbor mows horizontally. Okay, all right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to yell at him about his mowing. Hopefully things will go better than they did last week when I did a live show. Nobody picked up. Nothing worked out.
Hello?
Hi, is Rick there?
No. Could I take a message?
Oh, well, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association. We just needed to talk to him about something.
Can I take a number?
Is he not there? Because there's a strict curfew, and he should be there this time of night. And I think he talks
everything that we know about. Who are you talking about?
I'm calling for Rick. Is this Pam?
It is.
Okay, I'm just calling for Rick. This is Steve. What's Rick doing tonight?
I don't think it's any of your business.
Oh, I think it is. I'm the Homeowners Association, ma'am.
Okay, Rick Adams is an adult.
Okay, but we're the Homeowners Association, and you guys pay us to be in your business. So I don't appreciate the attitude. All right. I didn't get to tell her about her lawn. Congratulations on your boner, Vash. Yay, Vash's boner.
580-039.
Damn it, Rick. I'm going to get a street view of the next guy. Oh, another vertical mower. Oh, and next door to him is one of those censored houses that they ask Google to blur everything out. Can't believe that lady's attitude. You don't talk that way to the Homeowners Association.
Primrose School of La Vista will be closed Tuesday, whoa, February.
They need to shut their kids the fuck up. Maybe that was one of the babysitters on the street.
I'm unavailable to answer your call at this time. Please leave me a message. Thank you.
Going great so far, you guys. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop looking up things on Street View because that's too much extra time. Just going to call people. Just going to assume they have. I'm just going to assume they're vertical mowers. They need to be horizontal mowers.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Hey, hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, who's this, please?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I was just calling about your lawn. There's a small problem with your lawn.
You're from the Walt Homeowners Association?
Yes.
Okay, and there's something wrong with my yard?
Your lawn. We call it a lawn here.
Okay. Okay.
And it's just that you've been mowing it vertically when you should be mowing it horizontally.
Is that right?
And you need to stop doing that.
Uh-huh.
Or else.
Or else what?
Or else you'll get a fine.
Okay, regarding what?
Regarding the way that you mow your lawn. Should be horizontal,
are
not vertical.
Are you smoking something?
No, this is Steve. I'm just calling to let you know. It's an infraction, and you're going to get a fine if you don't cut it out.
Steve who?
No, Steve.
Can you give me your last name, please?
I just did. It's...
And you're from the...
Yeah, I still am. I haven't quit in the 1 minute since you last asked me.
And you're telling me I'm doing what?
Are you... Okay. You're mowing your lawn the wrong way. Like, look how everyone else...
I haven't mowed my yard in 7 months. Why are you calling me with this now?
Because we're behind on calls, idiot. We just need you to look at how everyone else mows their lawn and do it that way. It's not that hard.
Hard.
He's gone. Didn't like being called an idiot. I'm going to give him a hanging up the phone on me fee.
Hello?
Hey, goddammit, why'd you hang up on me?
Why not?
Because you shouldn't do that. I'm the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
You don't just hang up on me.
Oh, huh.
What the hell?
I did.
Also, your lawn smells like urine. And that's not allowed.
Really?
That's right.
And that was me that went out and pee and urinated in my yard. I thought you were supposed to.
We need to cut it out.
Huh. Is there anything else about my yard you need to straighten me out? I'm not sure I know anything about this.
No, but you can't hang up on the Homeowners Association when they call, because we can fine you for
that
also. Yeah, we can fine you for that.
That's cool.
So if you hang up again, it's going to be another $20.
Really?
That's right.
And how are you going to collect that?
Well, it'll come out of your fees.
I got you. So I'm going to have to send you the same amount of fees every year, but out of that you're going to attribute part of it to a fine.
Well, no, we'll send you the collections if you don't pay the extra.
I got you. I'm with you.
There's no way to get out of it.
Nope. Sounds like a terrible deal.
It's not that bad of a deal. There's a lot worse homeowner associations than us.
Really?
Yeah. What, you think we're the worst?
I don't even think anything about you, to be honest with you.
Okay. Why are you talking to me on the phone? Why don't you just hang up?
Well, I tried, but you called back.
Well, you're not supposed to hang up. You're supposed to say goodbye. Just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, bye. I heard his wife say something right as he hung up. Should have asked for her. Should I call him back? Only 10 minutes of show left. Oh, no, I mean 15 minutes. Then it's over. Over for the rest of the night. Hi, Sean.
This is he.
Hey, Sean. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And we have a small problem with your lawn.
Okay. And, what are we referring to when you say Homeowners Association? What neighborhood exactly?
Well, the...
Okay. We actually don't live there anymore.
Oh, where'd you move to?
Somewhere else.
Why can't you tell us where? What are you hiding from?
Nothing.
Then why can't you tell me?
Is there anything you actually need?
Well, I don't see what your problem is. Why are you hiding it from me? Who are you running from?
No one.
Then why won't you tell me?
I don't know. Why are you calling me, sir?
Well, I had a problem with your lawn.
And just, what is that?
Just a well, it doesn't matter because you don't live here.
Okay, so it sounds like we're having a worthless conversation.
I mean, I don't have to tell you anything if you're not going to tell me anything.
Sounds like a great plan.
I'll be just like you are.
Okay, well, have a good night,
big
then.
Jerk. Big jerk face. Jerky jerk man. People aren't falling for this lawn thing. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, he moved, so I guess that's a good excuse. Ah, I should have said that, Kev. Tell him he will get a moving fee.
Hello?
Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hey, Bree. It's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, Steve.
Hey there. I just needed to let you know I have a small problem with your lawn.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're responsible for the lawn or if it's Kevin.
What? But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, he mowed, like all last year, he mowed his lawn vertically instead of horizontally, even though we told him not to. So can you tell him to stop doing that and cut it the way that everyone else does?
Okay. I'm sorry, what is your name, Steve?
Did you just say, what is your name, Steve?
Yeah, what is your last name? Okay.
So do you have a problem following the rules or something? Or should I talk to Kevin?
I will. I'm. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke, ma'am. It's in the handbook. You're supposed to be mowing horizontally only, and you guys haven't been doing that.
Okay, why don't you call me back in business hours instead of at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, we tried
I'll
that.
Be happy to
We tried that, and you guys didn't answer. So that's why we're calling so late, and it's not even that late.
Okay, Steve. Well, you have a good night.
Well, why can't you just follow the rules? Why can't you just mow your lawn properly? Don't make us take your lawn away.
Have a good night, Steve. Is there someone else that I can talk to about this?
No, it's just me here. I'm calling from home. I have to do this in my own hours because you guys won't pick up because you're probably just lazy and sleep all day or something.
Okay, but this is hilarious. Look, you have a good night.
I am serious about the lawn, ma'am. Whatever. I think I need to cut it out with the lawn thing, you guys. It's just not working out. Oh, here's a nice house. 3-car garage. Nice big arched doorway thing. And a stupid tree. It's kind of a stupid tree, I don't know. Maybe I could call the alarm company again and see what happens. All right, next one.
The number you have reached is not in service.
That's what I get for looking them up on Street View. Ends up being a disconnected number. I've got to quit doing that.
Hello?
Hi, Janet?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey there, it's Steve. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we just have kind of a small problem. We're going to be needing...
Yeah.
The tree that's in your front yard, we're going to be cutting that down. I just needed to let you know about that. It's going to be cut down. We're probably going to start tomorrow morning, and they should be able to cut it all down in one day.
Oh, are you talking about? Are you talking about the tree at 7713?
No, 3817.
Oh, 3817.
That's where you currently live, right?
Yeah, that's where we live. Why would you cut down the tree in our front yard?
Well, it's against it's not compliant with the rules and everything around here.
Oh, so, well, hold on, Steve. Let me let you talk to my husband.
Okay, and is he going to have an attitude like you do?
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hi.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association. I just needed to let you know we need to cut down one of the trees in your yard.
Why?
it doesn't comply with the regulations, with the rules and everything, so it's just the one tree. It's going to have to be cut down.
What? The trees have been there since I moved in.
Right. And
what tree?
The tree in your front yard.
The tree in my front yard.
The one on the left. It's going to have to come down. We're going to start tomorrow morning. They're going to be there first thing in the morning. They're going to try and get it taken down within probably, hopefully, by the end of the day.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't understand. I mean, why can't you understand this? It's pretty straightforward. We're cutting your tree down.
Why?
It seems like we're talking in circles, sir. I really don't want to sit here and do this all night. But just so you know, first thing tomorrow, the tree's coming down.
It's a birch tree.
That doesn't matter.
There's no leaves on it.
Well, that's fine. It'll make it easier to cut down.
That makes absolutely no sense, Stephen.
What, we can't cut it down because it's a birch tree? I don't think that makes any sense.
No, it makes no sense that you'd want to cut down a birch tree in my yard.
Well, because it doesn't comply with regulations.
What's the regulation?
It's ugly.
Well, they're all ugly in the winter.
Well, no, yours is ugly year-round, sir.
I doubt that.
Well, it's not an opinion, it's a fact. It's in the computer here.
You gotta be kidding me. Huh?
It's in the computer. So they're going to be here tomorrow, the tree removal service. They're going to be here tomorrow. Gates Tree Service. So when you see them, we sent them, and it's fine.
No, that can't happen.
Well, it's going to happen. What the fuck are you so giggly for? Are you consuming marijuana on the premises or something?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what giggly means?
It's 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
Okay, that's not late. What's your point?
Yeah, listen, if you want to have this conversation in the morning, that's fine, but no one's cutting down a tree in my yard.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're cutting it down tomorrow morning, Monday morning. It's already scheduled. It's been done. And if you want to keep the tree, you're going to have to pay an ugly tree fee.
There's a big guy with a little girl that went to St. Stephen's. You've met him before.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
It's taking him forever to hang up because he's high. Oh, they're walking into the other room. I think he seriously didn't hang up the phone properly. So maybe the rest of the show should just be us sitting here and listening in on this family freaking out about their tree. I think they're going outside to look at the tree while they talk about it. I can still hear her. I don't know if you guys can hear it. It's really faint, but I can still hear the wife just going on and on and on. Hey, Robert. Hey, Robert. Hey, Robert. Oh, he hung up. I don't know if he heard me or not. Well, that was amusing, wasn't it? Sort of. Oh shit, it's 8:07. It's time for me to quit doing the show for the rest of the night. Thanks for listening, everyone. I don't know, I guess maybe I'll just do maybe one more. And then we'll quit for the night. Been doing this for 30 minutes now. Gotta quit.
Hello?
Hi, Marilyn?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And did you get the notice we sent out about your tree?
No.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be we're sending the tree company out tomorrow, and they're going to be cutting up your tree? The one in the front yard?
Sure, well, you go right ahead.
Okay, so we have your permission. That's great. They're going to be there first thing in the morning. I don't think she's buying it. Okay, well, since she didn't buy it, I guess maybe I can just do one more call. In honor of today's show sponsor, Miguel F. Just for you, Miguel. Ah,
the
shit.
Number you
Fucking Miguel, this is bullshit.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I guess just one more. You know, just one more, since the last three didn't work out. Toppendauer says their tree is racially offensive.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Jen?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Steve. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hi.
Hey there. What you doing?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, I just needed to let you know we're going to be out. We've sent the tree company. We've scheduled it for tomorrow morning. They're going to be there about 8:30 in the morning. So if you have any toys or anything in the yard and you might want to move your car away from the driveway.
What tree company are we talking about?
Oh, they're going to be cutting down your tree in your front yard. We sent you a notice about this in the mail.
I don't know who this is exactly.
Oh, well, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, hold on a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Andy. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I don't know why she passed the phone to you. I was just letting her know that we've gone ahead and scheduled the tree removal, and they'll be there tomorrow at 8:30 to take down your tree.
I don't know what tree you're talking about.
Oh, the tree in your front yard? We're cutting that one down.
What tree is that?
The one in the front yard.
Like the massive tree in the front?
Yeah, that one. It's going to be coming down tomorrow. They're going to hopefully have it done by the end of the day.
Why would that come down?
It's against regulations. It's not supposed to be there.
What regulations are you talking about?
The
25-year-old tree.
The Homeowners Association regulations. It shouldn't be there. It's
What Homeowners Association are you talking about?
The...
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I think I got like 3 or 4 calls from you every time with mass numbers.
What are you talking about? I've never called here.
Yeah, you have?
No, I haven't.
And it's all bullshit. We don't even live in that neighborhood anymore.
Oh, you don't? Where do you live now?
I'll tell you. What the hell is your problem?
What's your new address? We just
need to... Stop masking numbers and stop calling people.
We got to put it on our records, sir. All right, I have definitely never called the people from this Homeowners Association. So, I don't know. Did another prank call host get a hold of this list and call these already? Maybe. Maybe after I finish... Okay, so I'm going to do one more on this page, and then I think I'll move to the end of the list, and I'll go backwards. So maybe those are less likely to have been called. Maybe. Be quiet, Zax. Quit asking dumb questions, or we'll charge you a dumb question fee.
Thank you for calling the National American Miss State Pageant Headquarters.
Oh, jeez.
Our office hours are Monday.
A.K.A. my living room. Okay, I'm going to go to the end of the list now. People keep asking what the name of the background loop is, so I'm going to tell you. It's called My Dog Lives on the Moon, and it's by someone called N-A-G-Z. That's it. My dog lives on the moon. Can't remember where I got it, but, you know, it's a loop. It's one of the many loops that don't trigger the YouTube, you know, copyright strike violation things, whatever. Okay, let's start with the Zimmermans.
Hello?
Hello, Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I needed to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning at 8:30. We're going to be, we're sending the tree removal company to get started. So just make sure you have your car out of the driveway and there's nothing in the yard that could get, you know, wrecked or anything.
What tree's being removed?
The one in your front yard.
Which one's that?
The bigger one.
I don't have any trees in my front yard.
Oh, yes, you do. You have like three of them out there.
Nope.
Yes, you do. Don't lie to me.
No trees in my front yard.
This prank just isn't going to work then, I guess.
No.
Oh, but we do have one other problem. You mow your lawn like vertically and horizontally?
No, only diagonally.
No, I'm looking right now on Street View, and it looks like it's squares, vertically and horizontally. So don't lie.
It's only diagonally.
All right. That was a test, and you failed the test. Diagonally, you're not allowed to do that. That's against the rules in the Homeowners Association book.
I gotta reread that one.
Yep, you do.
Okay.
All right, then.
What else?
Have a nice day.
That's it?
That's all. That's all I've got. You ruined it by not having a tree, so, you know, fuck you.
I tried my best.
All right. Well, have a nice night. Sleep well.
Bye. Bye.
Enjoy The Walking Dead.
Bye.
Bye. By the way, Walking Dead's tonight. I don't know exactly when I can get on the torrent and download it, but I'm going to start looking for that soon, and then I'm going to be leaving so I can go watch The Walking Dead. Well, that sucked. I looked at his street view, and he did not have any trees in his front yard.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Teresa?
This is Teresa.
Well, same thing. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that tomorrow evening we're going to have some people in your house. They're from a TV show. They're doing like a paranormal investigation thing.
What?
And they're going to be showing up about 4 p.m. to you know, just set up all their equipment.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. 4 p.m. I'm calling to let you know. Did you get the letter we sent you in the mail about this?
No, you must have the wrong number.
Well, is this Teresa Wolf?
Yes.
Oh, I knew I pronounced it right the first time. Yep, this is the right person. 4 p.m. tomorrow on Ontario Street.
Well, good luck to them because nobody's coming in my house tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Oh, no, you have to let them in. We've arranged this already. We've already signed the contracts and everything.
And who's we?
With the Homeowners Association. You can't.
Oh, yeah, right.
You, mm-hmm. You can't deny us entry. We're the Homeowners Association.
I can deny anybody entry. This is my own private home.
Well,
goodbye.
It's not exactly a private home. It's owned by us. We're the Homeowners Association. She's gone. There, Bermuda tube. I did your idea, and I'm going to try it again. I guess. And then I'm quitting. Then the show's over after this call. Who pronounces their name Teresa? Come on. What a big liar.
Hello?
Hi there, Alice?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve. I live down the street from you. I'm over on Van Camp Drive. You know?
Just a moment.
Crazy people.
Okay. What was it you needed, Steve?
Oh, well, it's just that, my wife lost her wedding ring in your backyard last night, and we haven't found it yet. I was wondering if maybe you guys found it today.
In our backyard?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of by
what
the...
What was it she lost?
Her wedding ring.
Are you sure you've got the right person?
Yeah. It's Alice on Nina Street.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. She lost her wedding ring in her backyard last night. And we looked all over for it, but it was dark out, so I don't know. I was thinking maybe you guys found it during the daytime?
We seldom go in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
I mean, our backyard is tiered.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So, it's got three levels to it.
Oh.
We don't have a flat backyard.
Well, I never accused you of having a flat backyard. I was just saying my wife lost her wedding ring on tier number three.
Okay, but what address are you?
Oh, it's the one on Nina Street.
Well, there's a lot of houses on Nina Street.
Okay, well, don't freak out at me. Jeez, it's 8.
Well, what street do you live on?
I'm over on Van Camp Drive. We were just taking a walk, and one thing led to another, and we were hanging out in your backyard for a few hours, and she lost her wedding ring.
But why were you in our backyard for 2 hours?
We were just, we were just looking at the stars and just hanging out, just laying around.
Were you visiting other neighbors?
Oh, no, we were just going for our nightly walk. And, I don't know, we just went in your backyard and laid around for a while.
But see, our backyard butts up against somebody else's backyard, and that means you weren't even on a street. You were walking in everybody's backyard.
Yeah, I had to cut through a few yards.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, apparently it wasn't, because my wife lost her wedding ring. So, do you know, can you go out there and check real quick and see if it's there?
We've only, for the bottom part of our yard, we've only got about 5 foot. Most of that grassy area belongs to the people to the north of us.
Oh. Well, it was really close to
your
house,
though. And that's the same all along the street.
Yep.
Most of the grassy area that goes in that waterway is not ours. Or the people that are on the south side of the street.
Oh.
Or the people along Nina. Well, most of them are going to belong to the people, what's that called? I think it's C Street.
Right. Well, I know, but we entered your backyard through the side of your house. So we came from the front. So we just figured it was your backyard. You know?
You know, I really don't appreciate people walking through our yard, especially at night.
Well, you don't even use it. You said you never go back there, so at least it's getting some
use.
Well,
it's our property. It doesn't belong to you.
Isn't it really the Indians' property when
you
think about it?
And if you fell or you got hurt, then we're liable.
Oh, no, she didn't get hurt.
You know, we don't like people wandering around because then we're suspicious of people that are...
Oh, no, we're good people. We live in the neighborhood. We're in the same homeowners association and everything. You know, we lost the wedding ring, that's all. Did you find the wedding ring?
Well, and good luck with finding it.
And you just don't want to give it back? Is that the problem? Are you trying to steal it?
Well, we haven't found it. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that sounds like you found it, and you just don't want to tell me because you're going to go take it to the pawn shop.
Good night.
Why do you have to be like that? It's got sentimental value. Come on. All right. Next. So in all seriousness, I probably will quit the show within an hour, I guess. That's what my plan is, because right around then I'm going to try and look for the torrent for The Walking Dead so I can watch The Walking Dead tonight. I can't just wait till tomorrow and watch The Walking Dead. That'd be crazy. All right, nobody answering at that place. I'm going to look at the house on... Oh, how do I get there? On the aerial view. Because I want to see what she's talking about with a multi-tiered backyard. What does that mean? Different levels of backyard? Oh, look at that! She does have different levels of backyard. Here, I'm going to show you guys in the chat room her different levels of backyard. I'm going to try to anyway. Let's see if this works. Or maybe I shouldn't do this. You guys are going to get her address and call her up. There's her backyard. And then you can see right here, there's like a wall. And then there's stairs that go down. Here, let's zoom in a bit. So I don't see what the big deal is. I could have been lying on the deck or something. Or we could have been lying on tier number 2 at the bottom of the stairs, I guess. That lady was so upset. All right, she's not picking up again. She's probably out in the backyard looking for the wedding ring, thinking that she's going to pawn it off, make a little bit of extra money.
Hello.
Hey there, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association. Is this Shirley?
Yes.
Hey, Shirley, how you doing tonight?
Fine. We just went to bed. We've been up all weekend.
Oh, okay. Been out partying and drinking and stuff?
No. My husband does trade shows with railroad collectibles.
Oh, I see. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, probably. I can imagine. Yeah, I just live off family money, so I wouldn't know.
Uh-oh. That's a good way to do.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association, and we're going to be having a film crew there tomorrow around 4 p.m., and they're going to come in your house and start filming for the paranormal investigation thing.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a TV show. It's Paranormal Investigations is the name of the show. And they're gonna check your house because people are saying your house is probably haunted.
And I think you're being funny.
Oh, no, not at all, ma'am. It's just for an investigation.
But we're gonna be tied up all day tomorrow again.
Oh, well, you don't need to be there. You can go about your day and do whatever you want. That'll be easier because they have to get in your house and set up all this camera equipment and stuff.
No, we're not doing anything like that.
Well, yeah, they are. It's just for a TV show, and we get like they're giving us a cut of the money and everything for the Homeowners Association.
Oh, I think you better pick another house.
Oh no, there's no other houses that are rumored to be haunted other than yours.
Well,
because yours was the one built on the Indian burial ground.
Oh, I was gonna say you're being funny.
No,
I will let you go.
Why? Okay, well, they'll see you tomorrow then, 4 p.m.
I don't think so.
Oh,
good night.
Yes, they will. You don't get a choice in the matter.
This guy's being funny.
She said I'm being funny. That's great. That was Murder Tube. Murder Tube. I don't know how to say that. He tried to spell it out phonetically for me, but I don't get it. It's too complicated for me.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this Jennifer?
Yeah?
It's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hi.
Hey there. I was just jogging by your house a few minutes ago, or about 30 minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I noticed it looks really trashy, just overall just trashy. And I was wondering if, you know, are you guys planning on cleaning that up?
What do you mean?
Just the overall general thing. It just your house looks really trashy, and it's against the homeowner's rules, and it brings down the value of the neighborhood. I was just wondering if you're going to clean all that up.
So I don't know what you're talking about. Give me an example.
Just your entire everything in your yard. For one thing, you mow your lawn vertically instead of horizontally, which is required to do horizontally.
This is a joke, right?
No, it's not. You can't mow diagonally. You can't mow horizontally and vertically, because that ends up making, accidental swastikas, and that looks really bad. But you're mowing vertically, and it's supposed to be horizontally. So we're going to need you.
This is the most unusual phone call I think I've ever had.
Really? This is just policy. It's not a big deal.
This is Steve.
Steve, yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, well, we'll work on it.
Okay, that's really nice of you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
I love you. What would I annex half of their driveway for, Fashion Bugs? I need to know this. It's important.
Yes?
Hey, hi, Brenda?
Yeah?
Oh, I'm glad you answered tonight. You know, usually your husband answers and I just have to hang up. How you doing tonight? It's Steve.
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
That's good. What you been up to today?
Not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah? Did you guys go anywhere this weekend or, you know, just hang out at the house?
Just hang out at the house.
Oh, okay. How's that jerk of a husband doing?
He's fine.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear.
He's on the phone.
What? What?
Are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, I think he's on the phone.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I got a wrong number. I should probably go. We'll call it the normal time, I guess.
Okay.
I'll call you back, like, tomorrow or something.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Bye, honey baby.
Bye.
Bye, Richard. I did hear the husband pick up the phone at the beginning, so that's why I did that. So now the husband's gonna beat his wife, and it's gonna be so funny. I can't wait for that. I really wish we had a G-ad in there with a hidden camera videotaping the whole thing. It's like, I swear, honey, I don't know who that was. Stop hitting me. Not in front of the kids, honey. Why am I saying that?
Hello?
Hi, Lisa?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that the driveway people, they're going to be here tomorrow, and they're going to start about 8:30 in the morning, you know, dividing up your driveway and everything.
Wait, what are you talking about?
They're going to be here 8:30 in the morning. The Royco.
To do what to our driveway?
They're going to annex the driveway. They're going to annex half of the driveway.
Okay, for what?
Well, the government, they're classifying your yard as a federal land reserve, and we're going to give it to the Syrian refugees.
Okay, what the heck are you talking about?
Your driveway, did you get the letter about this in the mail?
I know I got a letter from the Homeowners Association. I assumed it was for the dues.
Oh, you didn't even read it? No, we've sent two different notices out about how we're going to be annexing your driveway.
For Syrian refugees?
Yeah, just half of it. You'll still have use of half of the drive.
What the heck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I think I'm being pretty clear about this. The Syrian refugees. It's just half of the driveway. You still have use of the rest of the driveway. It's not like you use the whole thing at once, right?
So there's going to be Syrian refugees on part of my driveway?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a concrete wall built around it.
Oh, my God.
So it's not gonna,
what the heck are you talking about?
It's not going to affect anything. It's just something we have to do. It's to comply with federal laws and stuff.
Okay, so is this just going to be like a little family of refugees living on there?
There's going to be about 20 families.
Oh, okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's no big deal.
Will they take care of, like, my yard and stuff?
No, that's racist.
Will they? Well, what are they going to, if they're going to be in my driveway, where are they going to go to the bathroom?
You don't need to worry about all this, ma'am. It doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know that half of your driveway is going to be annexed.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, well, have a nice night.
Yep,
and
you too.
We'll see you 8:30 in the morning, sharp.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That was fun. Thinking she wasn't buying it, but it was still fun. That idea was from the Fashion Bugs. Thanks, the Fashion Bugs. And Big City Slider Station and Bill Cunningham. That was a combination of three ideas that I stole.
Hello?
Hey there, Gina?
Hello?
Hey, Gina? It's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Let me put her on.
Okay, hurry the fuck up, please.
Hello?
Hi, Gina?
Yes, who is this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes.
And I just needed to let you know that tomorrow at 4 p.m., the camera crews are going to be there, and they're going to be at your house, and they're going to have to set up their equipment. So make sure...
Why?
Make sure that, you know, you let them in and everything, and just you know...
What are you talking about?
Try to stay out of their way, because they're going to be filming that TV show there tomorrow.
What TV show?
The Paranormal Investigations.
The what?
Paranormal Investigations.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, is this Gene? Gina, whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, we sent you a letter about this. They're going to be setting up tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
This is the
Thank you.
The week they're going to be filming.
Bye.
Motherfucker. Whatever. I think I'm going to stick with annexing the driveway. Yeah, I didn't even get to tell her to shut her dog up. That's too bad. Really wanted to. They can spoil Walking Dead. It's pretty predictable anyway. It's fine. I don't care. It's not like Breaking Bad or anything. It's not like it matters. Important people die every week. That's the plot. They run from zombies. Hasn't changed in a bunch of seasons now.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Rick dies tonight, everyone. Rick dies. Spoiler alert. Sorry if you haven't seen it yet.
For calling PRC. This call may be recorded.
A lot of home-based businesses in this neighborhood. A lot of bored housewives setting up home-based businesses.
4-0-2
Spoiler alert for Walking Dead, everyone. Tonight, Daryl and Rick take their bromance to the next level when they find a glory hole at the 7-Eleven. That's it, I guess. Okay. Thanks, movie maker JBT. For that update on tonight's Walking Dead, which I'm going to be watching in about an hour. Please, nobody spoil it for me, okay? I don't want it to be spoiled. I would hate for that to happen.
We're sorry. Due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Whoa. That's one for Jennifer Martino. At thisisarecording.com. I'm going to play that again with no background music. Okay, everyone.
We're sorry. Due to telephone company...
I fucked it up. I talked over it. Okay, everyone be quiet.
We're sorry. Due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you try your call again later?
That's a crazy one.
Hello?
Hello, Josh. This is Steve. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know my cable went out tonight, and I was wondering if you could tell me what happened on The Walking Dead.
Excuse me?
The Walking Dead? Do you watch The Walking Dead on TV?
No, I don't.
Oh, is your cable working tonight?
I don't know. I haven't watched TV. I'm not sure.
Did anyone in the house record it? Did they DVR it, maybe?
Good night.
I need to know what happened. That was from McScat from the chat room. I'm going to do that one a few more times. See what happens. He seemed pretty unhappy about the whole thing. Nobody's really gotten super pissed off tonight. I hope that'll happen before I quit for the night in about 35 minutes.
Hello?
Hey, is this Teresa?
Yes,
hey there, it's Steve. I live down the street from you. I'm over on C Street.
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out, did you watch The Walking Dead tonight?
No, they didn't.
Ah, shit. Okay. My cable went out. I don't know what's going on with it, but my cable went out, and I didn't get to see The Walking Dead tonight. I was hoping you could tell me what happened.
I have no idea. Sorry.
Can you look it up on the internet? Like, look up some spoilers? Because my internet and my cable's out.
Not right now.
Why not?
Sorry.
I need to know right now. Is your cable working? I guess hers is out, too.
Oh.
Hey,
hello?
Matthew?
Yeah?
Hey, Matthew. It's Steve from down the street. I live over on C Street.
Yeah?
And I was wondering, did you watch The Walking Dead tonight?
Uh-uh.
Ah, shit. Okay, my cable's been out for hours now, and I didn't get to see The Walking Dead. I was hoping you could tell me what happened on it.
Nope, we don't watch that show.
Fuck. Can you look up on the internet? Is your internet working? I just need to find out some spoilers, I guess.
Some spoilers?
Yeah, for Walking Dead, because I didn't see Walking Dead tonight. I need to know what happened. Because I don't think my cable is going to be coming up tonight before I get to sleep.
Hold on. Let's see if our...
Sometimes I can't believe our internet provider. It's crazy. Do you use Quest, or who do you use?
Cox.
There's no reason to be vulgar, sir.
Okay, what do I need to look up?
Dicks.
Why can't I get to that page? Let's see, new contact. Okay, what do we need me to look up now?
Just find out what happened on Walking Dead tonight. And can you hurry the fuck up? Because, I mean, we've been talking for 2 minutes now and you haven't told me anything.
I don't know how to look it up. What do I need to do?
Spoiler alerts or something. I don't know. For tonight's show. Tonight's the 21st.
The spoiler alert? You type that in?
I don't know. Don't you know how to fucking Google, you idiot?
No.
You don't know how to Google?
I'm not much of a computer person, sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, what do you do for fun? Like, do you just don't play on the internet, or?
Nope.
What do you do?
What do you mean? I don't get on the internet much. I'm not a computer person.
What do you do when you're not being on the internet?
I'm mostly, you know, taking care of my kids.
That's boring. How old are they?
That's how it goes.
How old are they?
10 and 12.
You need to get a life. Come on, they're practically adults.
Yep.
Stop being such a helicopter parent.
Says spoiler alert. What is that, TV Live?
Maybe. I don't know. Just Google it.
I did. It says spoiler alert. It's Once Wicked, Cool, Sister Act.
Ah, Sister Act. Come on. It's just The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead for tonight. Well, do you have Lycos or a Dogpile? Or do you search through Excite.com?
I'd have no idea what that is. I'm not much of a computer person. I'm telling you, I don't get on the computer much.
Lycos is the best search engine next to Hotbot.
Yeah.
If you just use one of those search engines and look up...
Well, I'm on Spoiler Alert, but it doesn't...
No, it's not a website.
Cool. Oh.
God. You're so useless.
Yep. Sorry I couldn't help you tonight.
Go ask your kids. Maybe they know how to use a computer.
They're asleep because we have to get up for school tomorrow.
I know. Just wake them up, just real quick. I'm going to ask them to Google something for me.
Not my kids, because they won't go back to bed.
No, it's fine. They'll go back to bed.
Nope. Sorry.
Come on.
Nope. Because they get up at 5:30 in the morning, so.
Why do they get up so early?
Because we have to have a school tomorrow.
School starts at what, 6:30 in the morning?
No, that's what time we have to drop them off at KidsNet.
KidsNet? What the fuck is KidsNet?
It's where you take them to school before school starts.
Oh, that's so stupid. Why don't you just hang out with them yourself? I thought you spent all your time being a father.
I work in the morning. I'm a handyman for people.
Well, why don't you just not work that early? You know, just go to work a little bit later and hang out with your kids.
Hey, that's how it works. Things go.
All right, I guess that's acceptable. Whatever. I'm going to call someone else on your street and see if they know how to Google.
All right, bye.
How to Lycos. How to hot dog.
Well, that was weird. KidsNet. Drop your kids off. Like, what is that? Like 2 hours before school starts?
Welcome to
Hold on. Okay, whatever. Anyway, next on the list, we're going to call Tony and Jackie. Hey, Tony?
Yes?
It's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to be there tomorrow morning about 8:30 in the morning to start the work on your driveway.
You got the wrong... What are you going to do to my driveway?
No, you live at 3764, right? We're going to annex half of your driveway.
You're going to do what?
They're going to annex half of the driveway. They're classifying your yard as a federal land reserve.
Oh, good.
And it's for the Syrian refugees.
Okay.
Yep, and it's going to start tomorrow at 8:30. They should be done by the end of the week.
Okay, I'll be looking for you.
Okay, then.
All right.
Have a nice night.
Yep.
Sleep well. Sweet dreams.
This is Nick with Nick Co-Construction. Trying to reach Roy with Roy Co-Construction. I'm just trying to make an offer to buy you out. I can see you have tons of malpractice suits against you.
Nice.
I'm willing to offer you $35 and a cactus. If you can get back to me, that'd be great.
Awesome. I'm going to do that. I've got your number. I'm going to call you back. We're going to wheel and deal.
Hey, Arby. It's your neighbor, Neil. I've got a joke for the Olga Joke Compendium. My social life. But why couldn't the phone see clearly or remember his friends' numbers? Because he lost his contacts. Bye.
All right. I think that was Olga-level humor. So, Olga, you better watch out. You might have a competitor now.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick. You know, I was just wondering, why the fuck is everyone getting pissed off about your Google voice shit? Who the fuck cares? Cactus.
Well, apparently you care a little bit, but I don't know. 5 rings, what's the big deal? It's just the way Google is.
Prefer resort time. This is a very small room, so I'm going to throw the telephone at the opposing wall, walk over there, pick it up, and throw it again at the other opposing wall. Let's do this. Here
we go.
This
is going to be great. All right. Guess he's walking. And there's the other wall. Thanks, Corbin guy. That was pretty great.
Are you still there?
Yep. Did he throw it at the third wall?
Oh, that's longer than a minute. Sorry.
No, that wasn't longer than a minute. It's okay. Your phone's just counting the time, the 5 rings that everyone complains about. It's okay, Corbin guy. That was shorter than your other 5 voicemails I just deleted and didn't listen to.
Hi, Brad. I just found out that hitting 0 makes me skip your stupid fucking intro message. But I was wondering if you ever played the PC game Rust. I know you play Grand Theft Auto. Have you ever played Rust? You should play Rust.
I'll do that.
Rust. Bye, Brad.
All right, let me go download Rust real quick. Thanks for giving that tip to the complainers. Hit 0 when you start hearing the PLA voicemail message, and it'll go straight to the beep.
Hey, Brad, I was just listening to one of the latest shows with the apartment calls again.
Yep.
And I was thinking, I'm a big fan of the show Lost. I like that show a lot. And I was thinking when you were talking about tunnels and going down, you know, under and stuff, you often talk about that. You use that as one of the pranks. But remember on Lost in season 2 where they discovered the hatch and they went down in the hatch and once they got down there...
You're not going to believe this, but I actually watched that episode of Lost about 3 days ago because occasionally I just get on Netflix and watch a random episode of Lost.
Desmond was down there and he had been living down there and was like pushing the button and all this crazy stuff. Well, what if you used that sometime when you called in to an apartment and you said you went down this hole there was a ladder. You went down there, and sure enough, there was a whole apartment down there, and there's been a guy living under the apartment complex with a fully, like, decked-out apartment down there the entire time. I think it might be a little too far to say that he was pushing the button and the hatch. You know, people might catch on and know that it's a prank at that point.
I could just play the sound effects of the beeping and the typing in the numbers and all that. Just ask him to hold on a second while I type in the numbers. They don't have to know what I'm doing.
But maybe if you, I don't know what they would say if you told somebody that there was a fully decked out apartment down there and that you found like a homeless guy living down there underneath the apartment complex.
No,
so,
wait.
Anyway, just a little idea for you. All right, bye.
Actually, no, I think that's a great idea. But what if we said, instead of a homeless guy, that I found a family living down there, or a whole community of people who went into a bomb shelter during the Cold War, like that movie, Blast from the Past. I'll say I found a family that's been living down here since the 60s. I think I need to remember to do that. So thank you, whoever you are, for that suggestion. I will seriously try to do that one soon.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Do I have jury duty tomorrow?
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
All right, A-plus on that one. Nice poem.
Hey, Roy. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey there.
I thought I'd make my debut on the answering machines with a little PLA poetry, so I hope you enjoy. Payphones are gray, tone boxes are red. Instead of doing homework, I'm listening to PLA in bed. Hearing Roy fill pizza customers with dread will ensue enough laughter to bring Mildred Monday back from the dead. From throwing go-cups out windows to Pauly Shore on a cruise ship, stealing rooms and getting hosed, these are the things that only phone losers know. There's car dings, and there's phone mobbing rings. Roy New Mexico and cactus-related things. Glory holes and snowplow shows, Skippy and Dippy, and homeowners getting lippy. So if you're feeling alone and you're infatuated with phones, come to PLA, where you'll always have a home.
Aww,
thanks, Roy.
That was great. A-plus for you. You guys are all getting passing grades.
Yo, what up? This is PMD from the 42 motherfucking 5 coming at you.
Lake Hills.
With some bars, with
represent.
Some lines. Here goes. I'm going to do my best. This is for my man, Brad, the married prankster, the telephonic gangster, lover of cacti. But you ain't got to open your third eye to see the joy he brings to you and me. The call to grouchy old man at 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight. Old man got so mad, he probably had to go toward the light. See, the most wicked thing about Brad and his posse, the PLA, is the hope given to those who pray. Check it. I got a vision of Mildred Monday in some heaven light years away, smiling down on you and me. Just slow down, breathe, and you'll see. We didn't even know her, but to be sure, she resides in every second of our laughter, even in that unknown hereafter. So well done, Brad, the married prankster, the telephonic gangster. Peace, 2016, eternal cactus.
That was pretty good, I guess. I'm going to give you a C-. Thank you for calling in. No, I'm just kidding. It's an A+. Even though you didn't put a beat behind it and just email me a high-quality MP3, I'll forgive you. A+ for you.
You're watching an episode of the Snowplow Show, live on YouTube videos. You'll watch Roy make all kinds of calls and play Rappin' McRapperson songs. He's still a hobo. He's named Brad. If you miss a live show, then you will be sad. So turn on your notifications and subscribe to the Snowplow Show.
Wow. I'm going to have to record that and start using that as the intro song on every single show. People are going to love that.
Roy, I do not have incredibly awesome fucking things to say. I'm really bored. You need to start cranking out more shows, and I'm going to need a lot of money to you, and you'll be filthy rich, and you can run for president. Cactus 2020. Bye, Roy.
All right. Thanks. I'll try to do better.
Hey, what you do, Brad? What you do? It's your boy Tyrone, Leroy Jackson III.
Hey, Tyrone.
Just calling up, say, hey, what's up? You know, how you do? Do what you do. You know, keep it going. Keep doing you. Keep it 100 and keep it real. All right, man. Cactus.
I'll do that.
Holla.
Hey, RB, it seems like no one answered your question about whether or not a recording device could just be downloaded, you know, onto an iPhone or not. And yeah, it can, and it's also a free app, and they have an option to pay them. I'm not sure why you would, other than the fact that
no ads.
Just to support them, which I plan to eventually. But yes, you absolutely can. And also, thank you for all the shows.
You're welcome. I should look into that again. I remember the first time I got an Android, I couldn't find a good app that would do that. And when I had an iPhone, it seemed like there just wasn't any in the App Store. Maybe Apple just didn't allow it, because recording calls is sort of illegal, sort of, sometimes. But yeah, I should look into that. Not that I would really need it too often, but you never know. It could come in handy when I'm walking around downtown Portland with Olga and we decide to do hang-up-the-phone calls.
Hey, Brad. It's Savannah. I'm at Walmart, and I thought about you because I answered the phone and said, this is Toy. Anyway, just wanted to say I love you, love your shows. You make my day brighter at work. Have a great weekend.
So you work at Walmart?
Goodbye.
Savannah, get me customer phone numbers if you work there. No, just kidding. Don't do that. I don't want you to get fired.
Roy, how are you? It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey, Caitlyn.
It's been so long since you called up an unsuspecting elderly person and had them be your co-host. I think the last time you did that, I had a big swinging cock between my legs. Maybe we should bring that back. That would be
the
great.
Cock?
All right now, Roy. Cactus.
Thanks for the call, Mrs. Jenner.
Hey, Roy. I recently saw your video where you explained how to hack into drive-through radio frequencies. I actually found it pretty interesting. I was actually seriously going to go consider buying a TV radio and fucking crystals. And then I found out it was fake. God damn it, Roy, you fucking asshole, you motherfucker. You know what? You should go pound salt.
No, you should go pound salt, motherfucker. And buy a new cell phone while you're at it. I don't know if you guys could understand him, but he is talking about the drive-through frequency thing where you modify your CB radio so that you can take over drive-through frequencies, and that totally works. That's totally a real thing. But apparently he couldn't figure out how to get it to work, so now he's mad at me.
Hey, it's Stan Trucker.
Hey, Stan Trucker.
I sit in my truck talking on the phone, because my homework assignment is to write a little poem. I'm not sure why I am doing this, though. I guess it's so Brad has content for a show. Through the crack in my window, I can hear the wind blow, but I can barely hear it over the snowplow show. As I drive my 18-wheeler all night long, sometimes I wonder if Brad would look good in a thong.
That's great.
Well, I have reached my destination, and I have got to go. Let's all get back to listening to the Snowplow Show. Peace.
Thanks, Stan Trucker. A++ for you. I think you guys are thoroughly sick of voicemails by now and poetry and all of that stuff, so I'm going to stop doing it. And we're going to continue with part two of Sunday night's live show. So here it is. Here's the rest of the show. All right, I'm back. I found a torrent for The Walking Dead. It is downloading. There's an estimated 6 hours left until it's finished. So I guess I can do a show until it's done downloading, you know.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny?
Yes?
Hey, Jenny, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, yeah?
Hey there, I just needed to let you know, the driveway people are going to be there first thing tomorrow. Well, not first thing, they're going to be there at 8:30 in the morning to start the work on your driveway.
I'm sorry, what?
The driveway people, the concrete, Royco Construction, they're going to be there tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning. So make sure you don't have any cars sitting in your driveway.
Well, we didn't drive for what? We're not doing anything with our driveway.
Oh, no, we're having half of your driveway annexed.
Half of our driveway annexed?
Yeah, for the Syrian refugees.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, just make sure... Apparently that's not a believable premise for some reason. I don't know. Okay, next person. Corey and Andrea. Oh, sorry, Andra. Not Andrea.
You have reached the corporate office of Subia Inc. I'm sorry, we're not available to...
The corporate office, okay. The corporate office, a.k.a. our spare bedroom.
Hello?
Hi, Jill?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I just needed to find out, did you happen to watch The Walking Dead tonight on TV?
I did not.
Ah, shit. All right, our cable went out, and I was just trying to find out what's happening. What happened on tonight's show?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Ah, shit, fuck. All right. I don't know, I guess I'll try the next person on the list.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, have a nice night. Can you look it up for me, maybe? Just look it up on the internet? Everybody's so unhelpful. God.
Hello?
Hey, Eric?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
I'm going to be by there in a little bit. I just need to borrow your car.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to come by and borrow your car for a minute.
My car?
Yeah.
You want to borrow my automobile?
Correct. Yeah, mine broke down, and I wasn't able to get it fixed this weekend. I'm having it towed tomorrow to take into the shop, but I just need to go to the convenience store real quick. So I just need to borrow your car.
Hey, okay. I don't even really personally know you.
Oh, I know, but I'm with the homeowners association, so it's fine. I just need to borrow your car real quick. It's going to take, what, you know, maybe 15 minutes tops. I just need to get a six pack.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it'll just take 15 minutes. I need to borrow someone's car. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Great.
All right. Also, listen, did you watch Walking Dead tonight?
Nope.
Fuck. Nobody's watched that tonight. I really need to find out what happened.
I've never watched it.
Why not? It's a good show.
Okay.
What kind of shows do you watch?
When was the last time we saw each other?
Shut up. What kind of shows do you watch? He's testing me. He's going to figure out if I'm really Steve. I completely forget whose idea that was that I just stole from the chat room. Who was that? Whoever you are, thanks. Oh shit, you guys. 8 minutes left for my download. Hopefully my download's not fucking up my streaming. Just, you know, let me know if it is. I'll fix everything. Hello, James? Claire? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Claire. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I needed to let you know the landscaping people are going to be there tomorrow to start doing the digging. So
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Tomorrow around 8:30 in the morning, the landscaping people are going to be there and they're going to start digging up your yard. So I just needed to let you know to be prepared for that, and maybe anything that you have sitting out in your yard, maybe put that away in the garage or something.
Why are they going to be digging in my yard tomorrow?
Well, we sent you a letter about it. Didn't you get the letter?
No.
It's for Assyria. They're going to be digging up your landscape for Assyria to rebuild their country. So, 8:30 tomorrow. Can you have everything cleaned up in the yard by then? Take that as a no. All right. ETA 1 minute, you guys. That's when my torrent's going to be done. I'm going to have to quit soon after that. Maybe it's a good time to end the show, because nobody's going to answer all of a sudden.
Hello. Welcome to the Cox voicemail system.
Ah, that's vulgar.
Hello?
Hey, Phyllis?
Yeah?
It's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out, did you watch The Walking Dead tonight?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Phyllis, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, did you watch The Walking Dead tonight?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, damn it. My cable went out. I'm just trying to find someone that watched it so I can find out what happened.
Oh, no, we were gone tonight.
Oh, where'd you go?
Who am I talking to?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association. You don't have to yell at me, because I'm with the Homeowners Association.
I was asleep.
Oh, okay. Well,
woke me up. So, no, I don't know. We were out with friends tonight, so we just don't watch that at all. So.
Oh, what do you watch that's so great?
Oh, we just watch different things, you know.
Oh, like what? Name one show.
Oh, like the Survivor. We like all that.
I hate that show. That's a stupid show, and you suck for watching it. What else?
Oh, okay.
What else?
Oh, I don't know, Steve. I'm just about half asleep, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Well, come on. Can you get on the internet and look up what happened for me on The Walking Dead?
No. I'm sorry, I can't.
Why not? Come on, I need to know. I didn't see it today. My cable's out.
Oh.
Is that Dell you're talking to?
Surveys.
He said something about surveys.
Hello?
Hey, Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And we just need to know when you're not going to be home next.
Are you kidding me? Give
me
a break.
No, we need to know this for our records. Okay. Let's try another one. That's an idea from a crazy cracker, as the urban people say.
Hello?
Hey, Thomas?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And we just need to, I need to write down here in my records what time you're not going to be home next.
Do what?
I need to know when you're not going to be home next.
Wait a minute. Why are you calling at this time at night?
Oh, we tried to call in the daytime and we sent you a couple letters to find out, but you didn't respond. So we just need to know when you're not going to be home next.
Okay, that sounds like a gimmick there to me.
A gimmick? What the fuck does that mean? I'm the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out when people aren't going to be home so you can rip them off.
No, we don't do that. We're the Homeowners Association.
Okay, well then call me back tomorrow during the day.
Well, you're not even home tomorrow during the day. Don't you work? All right. I probably shouldn't do this one. They're going to think I'm just a burglar. Because this is how burglars do their work, you know? One more and then I'm going to quit for the whole night. I'm not going to do any more after this one. For realsies this time. I'm not lying.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association. Is this John?
Yeah.
Hey, John. I just need to find out when you're not going to be home next.
What the fuck is this? What do you mean, when I'm not going to be home?
You know, just when everyone's going to be out of the house next. It's just for our records. We have to type it in. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. This is okay. Just the most out of the blue question, and
well, it's for our records, sir. Okay, it's
records just, of what?
You know, for the Homeowners Association records. We just need to know when you're
they
not going to be
no
home
records
next.
Records of that.
I know we don't have it. That's why we need to get it from you.
Well, you're not going to get it from me, so.
Well, no, we need this, or we're going to kick you out of the neighborhood.
Oh, fuck you!
Hey,
what?
Hey, John.
What?
Can you tell Beth to shut the fuck up?
Okay, you tell them to shut the fuck up. They just told you to shut the fuck up. I mean, those were exact words.
What were they asking?
They wanted to know when the next time we were going to be out of the house, when we were all going to be gone. We need it for our records. That was the question. Hang up. It's a joke.
It's
Beth, hello? It's Steve.
Hello?
Hi, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I just needed to find out when you guys aren't going to be home next. It's a simple question, and he started cursing at me. I don't know why.
Why would you ask that question, and why would you call us at this time of the night?
Well, we tried to call during the daytime, and nobody picked up, so we just figured you were night.
Okay, people. I was here all day today, so that's not correct.
Well, we tried to call during the week, and nobody picked up, so you're lying to me, probably. We just need to know what time you're not going to be home next, though.
Why would anyone tell you that?
Tell me what?
When we aren't going to be home next.
Well, because it's for the records. I'm putting it in the computer here. But I don't appreciate your husband's attitude. He was just cursing at me and everything.
I know. He has to get up really, really early in the morning. It's 11:30 at night.
Okay.
You woke us out of a dead sleep. There are things that have been going on in the family today that make things tense.
Okay, well, hey, speaking of the dead.
All of this is out of the ordinary, sir.
Speaking of the dead, did you watch The Walking Dead tonight on TV?
Yes.
What happened? Because my cable's been out, like, pretty much most of the day, and I didn't even get to see it tonight.
It's past my bedtime, too. Could we get back?
No, I need to know this. I've been asking people all night. I just need you to tell me what happened tonight. Well, what happened? What are the major plot points?
I'm serious. Can we get back to the point of your call? I'm tired. I have to work tomorrow.
Just real quick. Is this
a joke?
No. Just before you tell me when you're not going to be home next, I need to know what happened on The Walking Dead. It'll just take a second.
Sir.
Just real quick. Come on. You could have answered by now. Hey, tell John to shut the fuck up, all right?
Sir.
Yeah?
Will you call me back during the daytime, please?
No, it's going to be too late because I'll read it on the internet by then. I need to know what happened tonight.
Okay.
On The Walking Dead.
Good night, sir.
Just tell me. Come on. Come on.
Good night.
Come on. Well, at least someone yelled at me finally.
You have reached Falco Enterprises. Please leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, look, it's another corporate company in someone's home.
Hello?
Hi, Rita?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to find out, for our records here, when are you going to not be home next?
When are we going to not be home?
Correct, yeah.
Why? I don't know why we'd answer that.
Well, no, it's just for our records. We just need to know.
We aren't planning on going anywhere.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. When are you not going to be home next? You have to answer this. Apparently she doesn't have to answer that.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association. And I just needed to find out when you're not going to be home next.
For what?
Just for our records. You know, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
What are you sorry for? Well, that was weird. She said sorry. She's one of those ladies that just apologizes for every little thing she does. It's like a nervous tic, saying she's sorry all the time. One of those people. Just 10 more minutes, you guys. Just 10 more minutes, and I'm going to quit. I'll be all done. All right. Now, for real, I've got 4 numbers left here. I'm just going to call 4 that are on this page, and then I'm going to quit for the night. That's what I'm going to do.
Hello?
Hey, Kathy?
Yeah?
It's Steve from the Homeowners Association. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I needed to find out. Did you watch the Homeowners? I'm sorry. Did you watch The Walking Dead tonight?
I think you have the wrong number.
No, I don't have the wrong number. You said it's you. I said, is this Kathy? And you said yes.
Okay, but you have the wrong number.
No, I don't. It's Kathy on D Street.
Who is this?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association. I'm just asking a simple question.
Okay, yeah, you're just randomly... that's okay.
Have a good night.
Randomly what? Randomly what? I really think some other prank show must have got a hold of this list, because I've had... That's the second person that seems to have gotten a call before. Maybe.
Hello?
Hi, Renee?
Yes.
Hello, it's Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi there. I just needed to find out if... We're just checking for our records here. We need to find out if you'd be comfortable housing sex offenders in your house. It's just a new program we're doing.
No.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be more than like 3 sex offenders at a time. It's fine.
No.
And that would be the Christian thing to do. You got to ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
I'm sleeping right now.
Well, no, you're not. You're talking on the phone. You're awake. It's fine. Hey, don't hit touch tones at me. What the hell? That was an idea by Lorenzo Gonzalez. Thanks, Lorenzo. You want to know if, you know, sex offenders can be in their house?
You have reached a non-working number at TravelX Insurance.
What?
Please
what?
Call.
Wait, what?
249.
All right, never mind. This is the last one, you guys. Last one.
Hello.
Hi, Pam?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve.
Hello.
From the Dave?
Yes.
Pam already got the extension, so you can hang up.
Okay. This is Steve from where?
From the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we just needed to let you know that the cameras in your house are malfunctioning. We can't see anything in your house right now.
We don't have cameras in our house.
Well, no, they're hidden cameras. The Homeowners Association installed them.
But I don't think this is legitimate. Thank you.
Well, no, they've been down all weekend. We needed to reset those.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, well, I'll walk you through it. Can you jump out of bed real quick? I'll walk you through it.
We'll do it tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, but ma'am. Ma'am, ma'am, hello, ma'am, ma'am, hello, Dave, are you still, okay, Dave hung up too, let's try again. That idea was from Frank Lane. Their cameras are not working anymore.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Pam hung up the phone on me.
Who's talking?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
What, do you guys sleep in different rooms or something?
No, but what business of yours is it?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed a little weird. Anyway,
Well, it seems a little weird that you'd be calling this time of night.
Well, no, I have a question for our records. We're having a problem.
Well, you're not going to get any answer from me over the phone.
Why not?
Any types of records.
Why not? Why are you being a jerk?
Talk to you later, pal.
Wait, I have a question for you. It's just a real quick question.
You better ask it real quick, because
okay.
I'm getting real short with you.
Okay, all right. Shut up. Did you watch The Walking Dead tonight? He didn't like being told to shut up, I don't think. Dave? Dave? Hello? All right. Maybe I should have dialed to... Oh. I forgot their machine picked up. I heard that when he first picked up. Yeah. So Dave got all of that on tape. All right. So before I get going, we have to do one last thing. And that is to call the final boss, which would be Steve from the Homeowners Association. Hold on, let me change my number. I'm going to change my number to the guy I just talked to, Dave and Pam. There he is. Okay. Let's give Steve a call.
The Magic Jack customer you have called is unavailable to take your call.
Steve uses
Please leave a
Magic
message
Jack.
After the tone.
He probably got sick of all the phone calls tonight. Damn it, Steve. Ruined my final boss call. That's bullshit. Bullshit. All right, people in the chat room are still asking what the name of the song is that I've been playing in the background the whole time. This is called My Dog Lives on the Moon by an artist named Nags, N-A-G-Z, N-A-G-Z. So look that up, and maybe you'll find this loop. I don't remember where I got it. No idea. So I guess I'm going to get going. I'm going to go watch The Walking Dead. Thanks for listening, everyone. What did we have tonight? We had 182 listeners. That was kind of awesome. Thanks once again to 2077 guy. He's the one that sent in this used homeowners association directory. Thanks for sending me a used directory, 2077 guy. A B B U W Abui. I was gonna play your song here. Hold on, fire. We're going to play The Ice Fire Connection by Rappy McRapperson and MC Rection. That's the song we're leaving on tonight. So here it is, The Ice Fire Connection.
Eat a spot, got the fire, bam. You a Dr. Wally, hot and spicy like fireman. A jam, now it just got icy. My flow is cold, yo, like an icy ice cream. My flow freezes and then it stops. Like fine cheeses, I age like flops. Like the elder, you can hardly drive. Your flow is shaky like Marty McFly. I am very studious, like a student. I can turn sentinels into mutants. I continue to function like I am fluent. If we were munchkins, we'd be congruent. Like a frozen tundra, I stay in the same spot. Like Dr. Emmett Brown, you won't say great Scott. Stop. I sell fake pot like someone who is shady. Maury Povich told me that he is my baby.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Frozen climate, and it was guarded by the freeze pop boys. They'll freeze up your shit with a lot of noise. So cold, they'll freeze up your shit like a walk-in freezer with a mini fridge inside of it. And that's cold like an Arctic forest. Yeah, and now it's gonna be a chorus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What the fuck is this?